I actually discovered that I was pregnant with the book. And so I ran away to sit down and go through that birthing process. And it was a wonderful experience. And you certainly gave me a lot, taught me a lot. And while I was there, I had the experience of being disconnected. There was no Wi-Fi where I was. So I went through many days without knowing what was going on in the world. And when I came back into the world and began getting the news, I heard about the Paris attacks and certainly the great pain that we were all going through in hearing about that most difficult experience. And I know what to do, as I know you knew what to do. To go to that place of love and compassion, to send our compassion to everyone involved, to send our prayers and our blessing and let it flow from our hearts. And we know to do that. And then I started listening to the television and kind of heard one talking head after another going through different ways of command and control, basically figuring out what we had to fix to try to control everybody, and the inevitability of more pain. And I noticed that I felt kind of alone in this place that I had gone to of care and compassion. Have you ever feel that when you respond to something like this in the world, and then you begin to realize how it seems as though the world is understanding what is happening? And so because of that, I prayed and I asked to see what was true, to see what was real. And I'm sure as a result of that prayer, someone brought to me a little video clip from the internet. And in that little clip, it was a French reporter, and he was talking to a little boy. You may have seen it. He was talking to a little boy, and the little boy's daddy was there. And the little boy was expressing his upset at what had happened. Now, he was with his daddy there at the place where the bombing had taken place, and they were there to put their flowers and light the candles. And the little boy was saying, "These are really bad people. They're mean. They're really mean. They have guns. We have to move." And his daddy said to him, "No, we don't have to leave our home." He says, "France is our home. There's bad people everywhere." And the little boy said, "But daddy, they're mean and they have guns." And his father responded, "We have flowers." And the little boy didn't understand. The flowers protect us. The flowers and the candles. And his daddy said, "Yes." And then the little boy understood. The flowers and the candles protect us. And I thought, how wonderful it is that in all of that wisdom from all of those people on the television, there was a wise daddy telling his little boy what has real power in our world: our love and compassion for each other. that is how our world heals. That's what protects us. We already know what more guns creates. We understand that world. More compassion, care, connectedness. And then the beautiful thing was, this wasn't just a moment. This was a moment that was shared with millions and millions and millions of people who kept telling each other about it. And they'd send it and somebody else would get on and more people would view it because they, I'm sure, were so grateful to hear this beautiful understanding, so simply put, that the flowers protect us. That it is our love that protects us, not our ability to command and control somebody else again. And what a wonderful thing to feel, not alone, but in fact a part of an awakening humanity, of a world where people understand. We really do. Now, a short time later, actually the next day, I was in the Albuquerque airport. And I was sitting there waiting to catch my plane towards home. And a woman walked by, a fairly young woman. And she had on her head one of the headscarves that would identify her as a Muslim. Now, the truth is, she may not have been Muslim. There are many religious traditions that wear a head covering like that. But I know what she had to know walking through that airport was that everyone there would see her as Muslim, whether she was or not. And she walked with such centeredness and self-assuredness. And my heart felt so grateful. And I wanted to give her one of those flowers that I had heard of from the daddy and the little boy. So I sent her a special flower of thank you, thanks. Thanksgiving for who she was and her willingness to stand up and be there as a woman committed to her spiritual path. And then, unfortunately, my mind sometimes slips in when I'm not looking. And it creates something called a judgment. Okay, and I realized this judgment came up in my mind, and it was a judgment about Islam and women. And it was triggered by seeing this wonderful, free, self-assured, centered woman. And I felt a concern. And then I remembered, I, not long ago, was at the Parliament for the World Religions, and I had the great opportunity to hear a number of people who have looked at many of the questions within the religious world at depth. And there was a man who was sharing that, indeed, there are a number of cultures that are Muslim cultures in which women are severely oppressed. But he pointed out that where you have a militaristic, dominant, patriarchal culture, regardless of the religion, they're going to suppress women. Because they have to.
Thank you.
Because if they don't, then we open that culture and that society to a greater sensitivity and a greater feeling world that takes away the power and changes that culture. And that will be true if it's Muslim, but it doesn't matter. It'll be true any time that we're trying to suppress the sensitivity within humankind. And that is not the demand of the Quran, but rather of oppressive people everywhere. And I remembered hearing a beautiful wisdom that there is an answer to terrorism. It is girls reading books. And then I also remembered as part of spirit coming up and saying, okay, David, it's really time for you to let go of this judgment. Another piece of information that went something like, the largest Muslim country in the world has elected a woman as its leader. The second largest Muslim country in the world has elected a woman as its leader. The third largest Muslim country in the world has elected a woman as its leader. The fourth largest Muslim country in the world has elected a woman as its leader. Our country of freedom has not. And I realized, maybe I'm not one to judge. What happens is our judgments, no matter what the motivation that's behind it, they come out of our fear. They come out of our hurt. They cause us to try and think we know about someone else when we don't know about someone else. They want to create separation between us and some religion or culture or society or need or pain that exists within the world. And we have another option. It's called compassion. Give them a flower. Light the candle of love. Give them our flowers. Notice that it's not just world questions where sometimes we need to do that. I was looking within me, which I try to avoid, and noticing that I was in a state of anxiety and a little reaction and judgment because as a spiritual community, we have had to make a choice for the well-being of our community that there were people that were upset and disagreed with that. And they were very angry and critical towards me. And in the very highest spiritual tradition, I got judgmental. And I went, whoops. You know what? That's never healed a thing. Amen. And so I asked my heart, and it simply said, give the flower. Give the flower of compassion, the gratitude. You know why such actions would be? Because they care. How many times have I cared from a place of pain and responded in a way that created separation? But at the root of it is that they care. At the root of the debate over our world and where it's going is people caring. And in the midst of that caring, what happens is there's wonderful people that know what to do. We know what to do. Love and compassion. To give that flower of thank you for being in my life. Now I'm going to meddle for a moment. Okay, so I'm going to ask for forgiveness in advance, okay? Because we do, you know, we're headed into the holiday season. And what we do at holidays is we get together as families, okay? Now, there may be a family or two in here where there's someone in your family that creates a little bit of a judgment. some of us have worked on those judgments ever since we were children. You know, and sometimes it's not until we uncle and aunt and cousin and brothers and fathers and, you know, whoever. And we get that feeling of separation. And you know what? When that's there, we know what to do, don't we? Give them the flower. You know, they're only in your world because they care. Now, they may not know how to care in a way that's about their healing. But it doesn't matter. We aren't the ones to heal them. It's us that we're here to heal. And it comes up in us. Give the flower. The love heals us. The compassion heals us. And when we heal us in some amazing way of divine presence, that family begins to heal. Thank you for caring. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being part of life and its challenge. Thank you for triggering my judgment that I can wake up and give that flower of gratitude, that flower of compassion, that flower of love. And sometimes I got to admit, I feel like the little boy looking at the flowers and hearing about the guns. And going, are you sure? And that's when I go back to one of my favorite teachers, Mahatma Gandhi. He said, when I despair, I remember that all through history, the ways of truth and love have always won. Well, isn't that something? The ways of truth and love have always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they can seem invincible. But in the end, they always fall. Think of it. Always. And how do we help that to happen? It's amazing how our compassion for them not only protects us, it helps all to heal. All. Everywhere. It's a beautiful thing. So when they show up in our lives, our personal tyrants, which actually, unfortunately, are within us. Thank you for caring. Thank you for caring enough to show up. Thank you for having so much faith in my spirituality that you can press my buttons and I am going to choose to love. Wow, you must have faith in me. Thank you for caring. Thank you for calling out the love. Thank you for caring. Thank you for being a part of my family, my personal family, my spiritual family, my world family. Thank you for caring. Join me. Thank you for caring. Feel that as we send it out to the world. Thank you for caring. All those millions of people who are joined with that father and that little boy, millions and millions of people joining with us because they care for them. Thank you for caring. Again, thank you for caring. As our world comes together and reaches into that beautiful place of its awakened heart and sends to the pain within the world our compassion, our love, our care to each and every one. Thank you for caring. The way of truth and love always wins. Think of it.